Hi, this is a recording for a procedure, Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORDHOLCOMB. Clifford Holcomb, date of birth 8/8/1976, and date of procedure is 9/28/2022. The patient is here for a procedure for thoracic epidural, interlaminar thoracic epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications for the procedures are as follows. The gentleman has a MRI evidence of herniated disc at T7-T8 and T8 and 9, along with bulging disc at T6-7 with a mild spinal canal stenosis and a mild left neural foramina narrowing. These findings are coupled with other issues. They are herniated disc at L1, L2, and L4, L5, as well as in the cervical region, there is a multi-level disc issues, bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, as well as herniated disc at C6-7, with facet joint enlargement and moderate spinal canal stenosis. The gentleman had a 6 series of epidural injection in the lumbar region that has brought his pain significantly in relief, although he also has a sacroiliac joint inflammation. That will be addressed at a later date. He is concerned about his neck pain as well as his middle back pain. Apparently, a injection of epidural at the thoracic level of T7 and T8 should bring relief at other levels, beginning T6 and 7 and T8, 9, one injection. And these will be repeated times 3 more to see if that is all is needed to do. There is a good 70% chance that he will improve with these injections like he has done in lumbar region. The procedure for interlaminar thoracic epidural steroid injection with epidurogram is done according to the protocol. Epidurogram was obtained. The dye had spread anteriorly, posteriorly, and laterally, inferiorly, and superiorly. And the injection for steroid containing dexamethasone with Marken 10 cc was injected without. Oh, sorry, no Marken was injected, just steroid only to bring the healing to the area. Thank you. Patient walked home safely in normal vital signs.